to do that new job. Well, when God does stuff in our life, it's the same thing. We're going to be in contact with new people, maybe going to new places, totally doing things a different way than we ever have before. Maybe even we did something similar, but you have to give up those old ways that you did it because this new company doesn't want you to do it that way. How many people can get that? I always like to use something in the physical realm to explain the spiritual realm. If you're not connected to the spiritual realm and receive understanding in that place and have lived and walked in that place, it makes it a lot easier for you to understand. If I can show you an example in the physical realm. So, and I worked in the business world for 20 some years, and I had like 4 jobs in 20 some years, but every time I went to a new place, I had to learn new things. I had to give up old things. I drove a different way to go to work and did different things and met with different people. And it's the same. When a new season or time that comes on the earth, God's still going to use you. He still wants you to be a part, but you may have to give up old things, old habits, old patterns, maybe even some old friends. Still pray for them. But the thing I've learned about this time on the earth, when we will live by revelation, which comes from the Father, the Word backs up revelation, totally backs up revelation. And what revelation usually is things He said in the Word, but maybe you didn't understand it in whole, but He gives understanding through revelation. Then you actually see the Word comes alive. It never takes away from the Word. It doesn't negate the Word. And I tell people, you need the Word of God on the inside of you first. Make sure you're reading it, okay? It's never going to go away. And no spiritual encounters, and I've had thousands of them, no spiritual encounters will ever take the place of having the Word of God on the inside of you. It'll really sometimes alert you if you know, well, this doesn't sound quite right. Go pray about it. You know, God's doing, I will tell you this, He's doing a lot of new things in this time He's never done before. And the Word talks about that. You know, He's going to do a new thing. Behold, it will spring forth. I think it's hilarious that the new thing is going to spring forth in the springtime. I like how the Holy Spirit uses a play on the Word of God. And when He's ready to do it, it's not going to be held back. It's just going to happen. And I do promise you this, this spring, in this springtime, you will see shocking, amazing things begin to happen in the world that have been released by God, and it will probably be His children doing them. So get ready for the new. I mentioned that briefly when I was here before, and then I realized I just have to give them the whole Word. I can't give you part of it. There's something in me. I'm one of 15. And the caboose is sitting right there, my baby sister. And right there's my mama, who had all those, that tribe of children. She gets great reward in heaven. My dad was born with a gift of faith, born into a kingdom people who knew God, loved God, worked with God. And my mom was like thrown in amongst all these wild people. You know, she had a very kind of conservative father, sort of a semi-Catholic background, but not really. And her mom actually let him have lots of adventures growing up. So she wasn't kind of put in a box, but thrown into this whole thing of everything you got belongs to God. So give it away because He's going to give you more. And you love everybody no matter who they are, what they look like, even if they're blasting you and cursing, you just love them anyway. And you know, and she was thrown into that. And had to live there because she loved my daddy. She, you know what? You marry people you can't live without. Do not marry people you can live with. Marry someone you can't live without. Okay? Because we can't live without Jesus, right? Don't settle. I'm just telling you. Don't settle for second best. Hold out for the one God has for you. That's just free for somebody out there. Don't give up. They're coming. This is, He still wants me to continue. Do not give up. If you are not married and you want a spouse, don't go to eharmony.com. And if you did that, you know, I'll forgive you. I use eholyspirit.com. And I wasn't looking, and my husband was forced upon me by the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son. And He was the one chosen for me from the beginning of time. And I'm telling you, that don't mean we're perfect. No, No, Mr. Outside, Mrs. Inside, okay? Comfort, beautiful, wonderful things, hot, sweaty, fishing, you know, that kind of stuff. I made a big mistake in saying I wanted to marry a lumber. I don't know where this is going, but hey, it's fun, right, to laugh, because this is funny. I loved being inside. I had an executive job. I wanted this perfect life with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and didn't really want anyone else in my life. Certainly wasn't planning on having children because I'd help raise 12 of my siblings. And here I go and say, I want to marry someone who's like a lumberjack who could live off the land, this big, strong guy that can take care of me. And I don't want to live off the land. I certainly don't want to be outside and don't want to get dirty or sweat. And guess what he gave me? There he is right there. Captain Bing, the fisherman. So you know what, though? We've been married 37 years. In today's world, that's a lifetime. And I love him. I still can't live without him. Okay? Love can last. It's a journey. Trust me, isn't it? Anyone who's married, it's a journey. You learn to love, you learn to die a lot. And I will tell you this, for those who don't understand, the more you die to yourself, the happier you will be, the freer you will be. You lay down your life and find it in Christ, and then you can love everybody. That somebody needed to hear that. Don't give up. This is the best time to get married and have kids. And the enemy doesn't want that to happen. He is terrified. Some of the greatest leaders in the body of Christ are being born right now. And I've known that for about 10 years. Some of the greatest leaders, if you've got children, grandchildren, they're probably in that category. It's going to be powerful, 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 powerful people in this world. And we have generations left on. Excuse me, generations, I need my water. Generations left on this earth, this is just free to throw in there so you know. I'm not talking about this alignment thing is not for like the next 10 or 20 years. It's for probably several hundreds of years. And you may sit there and be shocked. I do personally know the Father, have been to heaven so many times I lost count. I have his heart, I have his thoughts, I have his ways. I died a long time ago. He trusts me with his words, with his power, but most of all with you. And I wouldn't be standing here sharing Revelation if I wasn't in that place and chose to be in that place. We have much, much, much time left on this earth. We're living in the kingdom age. It's only the springtime of the kingdom age where the manifested sons and daughters will manifest powerful, shocking, stunning things around this world. We will literally take back the atmosphere from the enemy. Much of the earth will be healed itself because of the light of God in us. His light heals. Okay, you walking in power and authority and glory, it heals. There'll be whole realms. He was showing me today. He took me and showed me realms and regions being taken by the manifested sons and daughters and the dread champions. Doesn't that sound awesome? A dread champion, yeah, hell will dread them. They will dread them. Do you know that Jesus, remember he tormented the demons? How many people remember? Let me see your hands. The demons said, if you come to torment us before our time, those demons weren't talking about being thrown in the lake of fire. They were talking about these days. When the body of Christ, the believers, would stand up, know who they are, use their authority and strip away the power of the enemy to operate, and push back darkness out of whole regions. And if the demons tried to come in those regions, they would be tormented by the glory. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, if you think he was going to take us out of here before he got a chance to do that in this earth, no, this world's going to know there is a God. And he is your daddy. And when you got born again, you became a whole different creation. That's what the word says. You were no longer just a human being. You were a supernatural being connected to heaven. Your DNA changed. The Father changed the DNA on the inside of you, gave you stones of fire from his heart. The Holy Spirit moved in and you became his temple when you asked him to. He's a layered being. He sends layers of himself everywhere. Guess what? Your soul has layers in it. God uses those layers, and you're going to learn that one day real soon. They'll travel through the spirit realm. It's already happening. You're seated in heavenly places because the layer of your soul sitting there right now looks just like you. How many people like revelation? I'm sure some of you are probably getting shocked and amazed. That's what happens when revelation comes into you. I've seen the beginning of time. That means before the earth was made. And it's amazing what you learn when you're caught up to heaven. What all of your loved ones who live there already know. Stuff way beyond you ever dreamed or thought of. They're not just up there sitting on a cloud. They received layers of revelation as they were approaching heaven. Then they get flooded revelation. They get shown your life on the earth, what God wants to do with you. They're very excited for you right now that you're alive right now here. They know the mighty acts that you're going to do. You know there's a scroll with your whole life written on it in heaven. God's opening those scrolls and revealing to some people what their life is. I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. I just love God when he gives understanding of himself. This is what he showed me today. If you take all of the known universe, every being, spiritual, physical, creature, whatever there was, ever, anywhere, from all of time, he could stick it in a little tiny capsule and hold it in the palm of his hand. That's your daddy. You came from him. He sent you here to rule and reign, not just to make it by. There'll be a time on this earth where there won't be sick believers. Because we will be in health because our soul is prospering. Isn't this exciting news? It's a whole lot better than doom and gloom, isn't it? He does not want you to fear. There's no fear in heaven. On earth, as it is in heaven, there is no fear. It does not exist in heaven. Fear should not exist in us. It doesn't exist in me. I put my clothes on just like everybody here, but I chose, like he said, you make a choice. Are you going to run after what God wants, or do you want to stay in your same place you've always been in? Because God right now is aligning us, number one, with who he is, who you are, but especially what time it is. According to his timeline, not man's calendar. And I always laugh and say, thank God we don't follow the Mayan's calendar because we would have all been gone. According to them, but you know, the enemy doesn't have full understanding and knowledge. And he created that whole thing, you know. He doesn't know everything. He thinks he does. But I'm telling you, the thing that's coming on the earth right now is there's about a lot of torment to start happening in the kingdom of darkness. And the one thing I do not want you to be concerned about is the ISIS crisis. Okay? I want you to know that as a born-again believer, you have, say it, power over all the power of the enemy. Do you think that means you have power over the demonic controlling the ISIS people? Then why are we not taking that authority? Because people think they have to deal in the flesh all the time. But our authority, our rulership is in the spirit. What does he say? Your weapons are not carnal, they are not physical, correct? That means they're spiritual. It says they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. You have that on the inside of you. If you're a believer, and literally this is what I do, I stand in my home and I say, I, as a believer, as your daughter, as your manifested daughter, I take authority over all the enemy and the demonic operating in the ISIS in our city, in our country, and I strip away the power that they're using over the human beings to do those horrible crimes. And I release the army of heaven who was sent here on our behalf to go and pull down the strongholds of the demonic, because I just said they have no power. And all of heaven begins to roar with laughter when I do that. And the army of heaven goes and starts stripping away the strongholds that have been built over that group. So I'm going to actually challenge you. The next time you hear something on the news about it, stand up and say, no, I won't receive fear of them because I'm a believer. I strip away the power of the enemy operating in that group and say, you no longer have the right to operate to come against us. And then release the host of heaven. The Bible says they're sent here on our behalf. By the way, what do you think they're doing? There's no war in heaven. What is the host doing? The armies of heaven that are without number. They're sent here for us. Amen? And they've been waiting for this time on the earth when we finally would realize we work together. That is not worshiping angels, by the way. Your guardian angels have been with you since you were conceived. They have been sent from heaven for you, on your behalf. And then the army has been released all over this world right now. Millions of them since 2012 are covering the atmosphere of this earth, waiting for us to say the right words. And that is not, oh, I'm so afraid. So I really believe what God said in his word. I really believe we have authority and power over the enemy. Amen? So now I'm going to share about alignment. That was just the commercial. The Holy Spirit just had to get that out. How many people, this is the first time you heard any of this? Can I see your hands? Anybody? So a lot of you have already heard a lot of, you know what? God bless you. Download revelation into him. You need to ask for revelation, by the way. It's okay to ask for it. God wants to give. In this time on the earth, revelation is going to be downloaded like rain all over the earth. And if you are willing to receive it, you have not because you ask not. Those are big words with God. And by the way, when you say, right now I've heard the Holy Spirit say all year, step in, step in, step in. Do you know what that means when you say, I step in? That means you are willing to be a part of what he wants to do. That is your way of saying, I receive it and I want to be a part. And I've had my whole staff and my family literally stand there and say, okay, we are in agreement with what you want right now. We are in agreement to let you align us so we take a step and step into your will for this time on earth. When you do that, your name is written down in books in heaven. You aren't just saying words. All of heaven is watching you do that. God wants that to happen. The Father wants that to happen. Number one, you're recognizing he's actually doing something new. Number two, you want to be a part. You may not even fully understand what that is, but I don't know where in the Word where he ever actually gave a lot of detailed information. As you walked in it, you got more, correct? Well, you're blessed because you're living in a day when he is giving detailed information. And we should be excited about that. I've known the Lord from the age of 4, and I'm 62. And I can tell you I've been through a lot of moves of God, seen a lot, but nothing like what I have heard, felt, and seen in the last 2 years in the Spirit or in heaven. All of heaven is preparing for what's going to happen on this earth. It'll go viral all over the internet. In one night, your whole life can change. In one night, this earth will be so impacted by signs and wonders from God. It's going to shock and stun people, and they're going to be shaken. This world is going to be shaken. It even says in Haggai that once again, he will shake the heavens and the earth. Why? Because something's going to happen. He's going to do something. You need to read the rest of that scripture. Go read Haggai 2:6. The Holy Spirit corrected me. So right now, this is the word he gave me for 2015. It's God's priority list. And usually it's only got a couple things on it because he doesn't want to overwhelm you with a lot of instruction. You know, he talks to us like we're children. And the more you know him, the more childlike you will become. And let me throw this in for free. You cannot leave fun out of this time on the earth. This is a serious time for heaven, and it's important. This is what he said. This is an important time for heaven to work with us on the earth, but it will be the most fun you've ever had in your life. And there's a real reason why that's true. Because it says on earth as it is in heaven, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and half of heaven is fun. So if we're going to live heaven culture, by the way, that's what that scripture means. If we're going to live heaven culture, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's saying bring heaven culture to the earth. Say amen. Heaven culture is a whole lot better than any culture we have on this earth. You will live heaven culture. That means you'll create and invent new things. When you speak, life will flow from you. There will be no fear in you, no sickness in you. There'll be so much boldness in you. Faith will explode on the inside of you. When you speak, things will happen. We are a whole new type or group of people, believers, living on the earth. I don't care if you're 70 and you've been here 70 years, you're new now. The other word I hear all the time from the Holy Spirit is now. Because he's not talking about 5 years from now. He means now. This is a now time. The first one on the list. Loose and leave all of the old. Because remember, this is a new thing. Behold, I will do a new thing. Well, if it's new, that means you're going to have to get rid of some old stuff. Amen. We're literally getting stuff out of our house. Things, we're giving away stuff, getting rid of stuff. He's going to give us new stuff. You're going to get new things. So loose, literally loose, old ways, old habits, especially if he's been asking you to give it up. This is the time you need to really be serious about. This is the serious part. Be serious about getting rid of the old. You can declare and decree that, but then you actually have to start doing it. Amen? Give up old ways, old habits, old patterns, old words, and adapt to heaven culture, what I was just sharing. People go, what is heaven culture? Just about the opposite of what we've been all living down here. Okay? No, none of the enemy involved in our life anywhere. New things coming into the earth. We are creating the new things. We're speaking new things because we're going to speak life, not hate. Amen? And truth. There's a difference in loving somebody. You love them so much, you just accept them the way they are. But if you don't share truth with them, you're not really loving them. I have news for everybody out there that thinks you can just love everybody and just let them live their life. You're hurting them, not helping them. Because if you really love them like Jesus Christ, he shared truth. He let people choose, but he shared truth, okay? I'm talking about people who sin. Some people don't want to talk about sin. Well, God doesn't like sin because, you know why? It lets the enemy mess with you. It just lets him mess with you. I'm not saying anybody's here sinning. If you know people, you need to share truth. You know, you need to be free because God wants to empower you. He wants to use you. And yes, you can step in just the way you are right now and run after him. The closer you get to him, things just fall off of you. The more in love you become with him, none of that other stuff is even important. And there are people doing that. They're running after him. They want more of God. You just stand in your house somewhere and say that and see what happens. Do it every night at the same time. I promise you, he's going to show up. I'm talking about God. If his presence floods your home till you are on the floor and can't get up, you ask for it. You aren't going to care about nothing. All those little list of things that were so important to you or things that happened that bothered you or you wanted questions answered, you won't care about any of that stuff. You are so consumed with him. Every word that comes out of you is about God. It's about life. It's about love. It's about truth. See, because in heaven, that's how they live. They live filled with him. They live with him all the time. But you know what? He's as close as the air you breathe. So old ways, old habits, old patterns, old words, adapt to heaven culture. Do not revert back to the old or you will fall behind. That's what Sean was trying to say. You can embrace it and run after it and choose it or, there'll be a lot of people watching to see what God is doing and see it happen. But, you know, not everybody's going to run after it. But remember the scripture that says that for those who, if you're going forth, if you're plowing and you're going forth, and you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom. How many people know that scripture? Let me see your hand. There's a scripture that talks about that. That doesn't mean he doesn't want you in heaven. That doesn't mean he won't love you anymore. That means if you start walking forward in this new way, in these new patterns that God will give you to do, like taking authority is one of the number ones on the list, taking authority over any of the enemy or darkness, you can live a life and not have to tolerate darkness. You do not have to tolerate anything of the enemy in your life, in your home, in your neighborhood. We tolerate stuff. Say amen. Don't tolerate things anymore. Don't tolerate anything in the enemy. If you don't like it, sick the host of heaven on them. I'm serious. They get real excited when you do that. Release them into their assignment from the Father to protect us, to cover us, and tell them to run any of the enemy out of your neighborhood, because you're not going to tolerate darkness around your life anymore. You begin to change the atmosphere in your home and in your neighborhood when you do that. See, that is your right. How many people believe that? Let me see your hands. How many people think you have the right to not have to live around darkness? Now, I'm not saying you have necessarily to make people give up their demons if they want them, but you start living in the power of God, they will leave because they don't want to be around you. There's leaders in the past, Smith Wigglesworth, Maria Wentworth Edder, they would come within like 50 miles of a place, and every demon would run. They literally would run out of the people. People would be healed and set free because they couldn't bear to be near the glory that those people were carrying. It's going to be multiplied in the earth because they no longer tolerated anything about the enemy around them. I hope somebody's grabbing this stuff. I'm still only in number one. So don't revert back. That doesn't mean, you know, in the beginning when you start to, you can give up some old ways and habits and patterns. Ask the Holy Spirit to remind you or show you. But I'm sure you could probably sit there and make a short list yourself. We all did that. Number two, choose with your will to step into the new. Like I said before, when you do that, you're literally surrendering to God and saying, I'm stepping into what you want. It's just a prophetic act of you saying, yes, I want it. Amen? This is the Father speaking. Surrender to my will, my way, and you will not be shaken. How many people don't want to be shaken? If you do not align with my will and you have given me permission, then I will shake you until you are aligned. That's what he said. He didn't want to be shaken. Do not awaken tomorrow after this night of hearing these words. Do not awaken tomorrow thinking it is all the same and I will do the same things, live the same way. Amen? God is serious. Your words mean something in heaven. God created with words. The Word himself would take God's words and make things. Your words are powerful. That's one of the ways, the number one way we will rule and reign with Christ is through our words. So if you mean something and you say it, God will expect you to follow through with that. Like I said, it gets very exciting. Get out of fleshly thinking. Remember what I said before? Don't think everything's in the flesh and begin to live from a spiritual viewpoint. The more you believe it is real, this is such a truth in the spirit realm. The more you believe it is real, the more real it becomes. You should write that down. The more you believe it is real, the spirit realm, the supernatural, the host of heaven working with us, the Father having specific plans for his children this day on the earth, the more you believe it is real. You know how you do that? By talking about it. You talk about it, you share it, you need to make plans with God, get a book and start writing things down that he has to say to you about this time. That's one way you can extend your faith. But the more you believe it is real, that's how you show, the more real it becomes. I started talking about the host of heaven all the time. I've talked about them for years. They started showing up outside my home. And people could see them. And then my family could see them. People driving down the street could see them. When I travel places, people could see them over the buildings. You know, I actually acknowledged I wasn't sitting down having tea with them. I wasn't worshiping them. I'm going to tell you where that whole thing about worshiping angels came from real quick. It started way back when those angels who fell and went beyond their bounds and created the offspring in the land. How many people know about that? Remember, they created the Nephilim, which I'm tired of hearing about. They created the Nephilim, and they went beyond the bounds. They went beyond the bounds of saying, well, I'm going to marry them anyway. I know you said not to mix with the human beings, but I'm going to. Those angels all had flesh on their bodies, by the way. That's a revelation and a mystery. There's a whole tribe of angels in heaven that have flesh on their body. He needed them for something. And some of them fell, some did not fall. And what they went from just because once they stepped beyond the bound, God had a contract with them. I'm sending you to the earth to help educate mankind. There were no cavemen crawling around in caves trying to figure it out. They just weren't. Amen. And so they were sent to the earth to help educate mankind. And he said, you cannot mix with them or you'll step beyond the bounds I'm sending you for. And when they did that, they fell. Can you imagine canceling a contract with God who made them? But they did. And they went from just doing that to becoming gods. And they were literally worshipped by the Egyptians, the Mayans, and the Aztecs. That's why those civilizations were so great. In the earth, I'm just giving you some free revelation right now that was shown to me. It actually answers questions people have. Melchizedek is probably the leader of that tribe of angels. But he's, of course, he's God's personal high priest, by the way. And Abraham couldn't have seen him and touched him and paid tithes to him. But he had no father, no mother, no beginning nor end. No human hands served at the altars that Melchizedek was a part of. Say amen. See, when you get connected with God, he will share revelation with you that will so explode the Word of God and give answers to mysteries in the Word of God. And those angels still chose to step out, and they figured, well, we'll just marry them and have offspring, and it'll be great. But because they went and went against what God wanted, they became gods. And so people in those different groups worshiped them and adored them, and they got those people to do human sacrifices because they fell under the covering of those fallen angels. And that whole thing, you can't talk to angels, by the way, came from that happening. And yet all over in the Word of God, angels came to people, brought them messages, had discussions with them. And so I'm just sharing this with you because you are more and more going to see them in this world everywhere. You're going to see angels. And sometimes you might see the other side. And so I'm just letting you know, if you go home and sit down and your angel, your eyes are open and you see them sitting next to you, just say hi. You don't have to have tea with them. They wouldn't let you worship them anyway. Trust me, your angels would not allow you. Remember how many times in the Bible they said, don't bow down to me. Do not bow down to me. Trust me, if they belong to God, they're not going to tell you to worship them. But there will be peoples whose homes, this is all about the time we're living in, that they will be stop stations for the host of heaven to come pass through on their way into the earth to do assignments. I'm just letting you know, if you see them, don't let just fear come on you. Ask them if the Spirit of God has sent them. They can't lie if you ask them that, by the way. It's scriptural. People say, no one can see angels. Well, then that's all over in the Word. Amen. The world will become more and more spiritual. So this is why he wants you to step into the new. And that says, get out of fleshly thinking. Live from a spiritual viewpoint. The more you believe it is real, the more real it becomes. See beyond your nose. This is what the Father actually says. See beyond your nose. Begin to connect with heaven. Apply each revelation he gives you to your life every day, because it's going to help you to manifest for him. Begin to see yourself operating and living in the supernatural realm, because this is what he's called us to do today in the earth. Amen? You can't be a manifested son and daughter and think you're going to live the same as everybody else. You're not going to look the same. You may still be you, but you'll be filled with the glory. At one point, your face will probably shine. It says you'll be shine. Even the night will be light around you. I'm just letting you know things have been shown happening in the future. At a funeral, raising someone from the dead that was cremated. We will do greater works than he did. Say amen. Stopping earthquakes, then make it, put it back the way it was before it came. Say amen. These are some of the signs and wonders that are going to shock this world. People say, I receive it. If you hear something God's saying to his children, this is what he said. It has always been my plan to demonstrate and manifest through those who choose to be chosen. You know why he said that many are called but few are chosen? Because you choose to be chosen. Say amen. A lot of people have been called, but they didn't want to pay a price or have to step out and do something. This is number three. This is only the third one. Be a part of the team. God is using the body of Christ as a team. Those in the body who are willing to receive and act through revelation. Honor, pray, help one another. That means regardless of denominations. Amen. Heaven, culture. There's no denominations in heaven. We're a family. Say, we're a family. And it's going to get, we're going to get closer and closer. Those who begin to teach Revelation in their churches are going to be flooded with people because it brings life. It just brings so much more into your life when you have understanding. So remember, it says, treat each other as I would. This is the Father. Because the world will be watching you. Oh, they will be watching you when we start demonstrating. And it won't even be up to the news media to broadcast it. Aren't you glad we have the internet? God designed that for this time in the world so that these things could go viral. Never forget, revelation always rules over calculation. Calculation is what your natural mind would tell you, even when it does not compute with the natural mind. Because I know the Father, and He'll always ask you to do things that don't make any sense. No matter where I send you, you will always be a representative of heaven and fellowship with those who are filled with revelation and preparing to live in this new time. The kingdom age, you will encourage one another. These are His promises to you, because God always gives promises. When a new time comes and He's asking new things of us, He always gives promises. These are the promises. If you will step out, my promises to you, you will be the face of heaven. You will be our champions. You will shake things. You will be sought out. You will be rich. Because in this season, this time on the earth, is when He's going to transfer the wealth of the wicked and have many people become entrepreneurs. I love this one. You will be dangerous. You will not be dangerous to people. You'll be dangerous to hell. How many people want to be dangerous to hell? They don't mind wrecking and ruining your life. They've been doing it for thousands of years. You will, this is what He said. I love this one. You will live until I take you. And in the past time, remember, this is a whole new time on the earth. I know there were people who were just martyred. I understand that. There will always be some martyrs in the earth. But when we start taking authority like we're supposed to and meant to, there will be whole regions filled with the glory. And this is what the Father said. The gates of hell can't prevail or will never win against those regions of glory. And people will drive their dead relatives into the regions of glory and they will come back to life. Say, on earth as it is in heaven. They live and walk and are saturated with the glory and the life of God in heaven. When we begin to run after what He wants for this time on the earth, and that's called aligning. How many people see you have to align? Really, number one, you have to choose. I want to align with what He wants. And that first step, it's a step. Isn't that lovely? Step in and say, I want this. And mean it, really mean it. And then don't just say it once, okay? Just say, Father, remember, I have stepped in. I want to know You. I want to feel Your presence. I want to be consumed with Your love. I want to love. I want to give truth to these people. I want revelation. I want to make a difference in this time on the earth because You timed my birth on the earth for this time. That's why you're alive now. Amen? And this is His last thing, and I know He mentioned obedience, and I can tell you, more than ever before, this is the time to obey what God is saying. Amen? I have to do every one of these things myself. I do it like it's breathing. It can become like your breath. That's how much of you it will become if you want it. I love You. We'll live until I take You. And I know He's actually going to expand people's lifetimes in this time on the earth. Say amen. He's going to start doing it. And the last one is this. Obey. And it will all be okay. If you obey, it will all be okay. And let me tell you, He is so for you. He is not against this. I'm just going to leave this here with Sean. I'll probably end up by posting it on Facebook and YouTube, probably. This is the first time I've actually got to talk about it. And this is major stuff the body of Christ needs to know. This is the Father's plans, not man's, not the government's, and certainly not the enemy's. Amen? The Father is not the bearer of doom and gloom right now. It's Him wanting to use us. And God's always used He himself was the first one to strike out against the darkness, and he always uses the light. He used lightning power to kick Satan, Lucifer, out of heaven. The third day in hell, he used the fire on the inside of his son to wipe out hell and all the hierarchy of hell and made a show of it openly. Yes, get ready for the show. Let's add that line. The Holy Spirit said, add that line. Get ready for the show. If you think the Holy Spirit doesn't like a show, he is Mr. Showman, I can tell you. They call him the drama king in heaven. So let's stand up for just a minute. I'm just going to have you do a couple prophetic acts, and then I'm going to give the microphone back to Sean. And really, this is the first time I've spoken in probably months. He's really kept me to himself for months and canceled all of my calendars. People think I'm not going to travel anymore. Let me tell you, when you say you do what you want to, he will do it. And he wiped out whole tours I had planned. Because you know what? We tried doing it the old way in the new time. I will still travel and speak, but it's going to be up to him. But I'm telling you, wherever I go, I'm going to make sure the body of Christ knows how to shake this world, take authority in their life. And the enemy is going to have a lot of hard days ahead of him. Say, Father, I choose to receive revelation. I love the new time. I want new ways. I want your thoughts. I want your heart. So I choose with my will. Everybody take a step forward. I choose with my will to step in to this new time. And I receive a shift into your timeline and off of man's timeline, away from man's plans. I receive your plans. I'm going to stay excited, and I expect your presence to consume my home in my very thoughts. I surrender my will to your will. I want your will in heaven, just like in heaven, in my life, in this earth, right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now for blessing your children, God. I just release your life into them, Father, your love into them, Father. I thank you, God, for consuming them and their children and their children's children's children to the next 1,000 generations coming on this earth, so long as you choose for us to remain. I thank you, Father, their mind is going to have a change, a mindset change, God, a spirit set change to let them live from the inside out. Let their spirit man rule over their flesh. Let fear leave their home. Let lack leave their home, God. I thank you for giving them witty ideas and inventions. I thank you for hope and life coming from them everywhere they go, God. Put words in their mouth. Put your ways in their hearts, God. Because we have been set aside for this time on the earth to show this world there is a God and he loves them. Amen. And say, Father, while we're at it, say it, Father, while we're at it, we're just going to take a prophetic act and we speak to any darkness ruling in our neighborhood. We strip away your right and your power to operate there. Get out in Jesus' name. Because I will no longer tolerate darkness anywhere around me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for letting me share. Amen. That was a lot.
Amen. Amen. Hey, can we do communion? Hey, Bob, do you want to share that? Well, the one thing that I would say is for those of you that don't follow the Jewish calendar, The first day of the first month is on Friday, March 20th. So that'll be the transitioning into this, the spring. And actually, that's also the spring equinox. And so the first day of the first month is March 20th. That evening, and then Passover is on, I believe it's April 4th this year. But Bob had shared that the Lord had spoken to him about a confirming word to that as well. And this is our friend and prophet, Bob Griffin. He'll be here next Saturday to share. So if you want to stop by next Saturday, he'll be hanging out with us next Saturday. He just got back from the Holy Land.
Amen. Amen. Kat, that was awesome tonight. I appreciate that. I'm standing right now in 40 hours of being awake right now, but asleep at the same time. I'm walking in a daze right now. I just flew in from Tel Aviv this morning. I got in at noon here to Jacksonville. I spent the last 30 hours traveling from Jerusalem to get here. And I wrote on the plane today something that just really kind of amazed me to stand here tonight and hear you speak this, Kat, but God just spoke to me. I wasn't prepared to share this tonight, but he told us that for 6 years he's been speaking a date into my spirit, and that date was March 4th. And when you have ears to hear what God's saying, he's saying we're going to march forth. We're going to march forth into a new day. He said there's new assignments and there's new authority that's coming right now on the earth. And it's actually going to start at Purim this year at March 4th. And God said he wants us to actually march forth. We launched our television program, Stepping Into the Future, Israel Now, on Friday, yesterday. And while we were doing it, it was snowing in Jerusalem. We just finished a 9-day assignment of prophesying over the Holy Land and going into various places and praying for Benjamin Netanyahu. We prayed for the IDF. We prayed for the Mossad. We prayed for a lot of things. But while we were doing that and speaking over the hills, God spoke to me in December that we were going to go into Israel. And I had a vision. I woke to a vision of 36 roses at my feet. And those 36 roses at my feet, I woke up, I could actually start to smell the fragrance of the roses. And I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, God, what is this? And he said, you're going to carry, on the day that the world calls love, you're going to carry my love into Israel. And he said, you're going to carry it on February 14th. And so we aligned ourselves to be there at that period of time. I had some incredible encounters while I was there. And during the time that we were there, I went to the Western Wall, to the Kotel, on February 14th, and began to release that love and began to pray and prophesy over the land. And the next day, which was February 15th, last Sunday, Benjamin Netanyahu got up at Parliament in the Knesset, and they approved a $46 million release of funds to draw in all the Jews from around the world. That was my assignment, was to go there and to speak Ezekiel 20, verses 41, 42, and 43, that on his holy mountain, that all the Jews in the earth would come back to the Temple Mount and praise him and bring an offering that he would receive, that there would be an aroma and a fragrance. And so this last Wednesday, I believe it was, we actually weren't planning on walking into the Wailing Wall, but we got there just at the time when they were doing the Islamic call to prayer. And as they were doing that Islamic call to prayer, a spontaneous eruption of praise and worship broke out at the Wailing Wall with over 500 men dancing in a circle. 500 just spontaneously broke out while they were doing that Islamic call. All of a sudden, 500 men linked hands and linked arms and started dancing. And it was just the most incredible fulfillment of a prophetic unction that we'd ever seen. I mean, I literally spoke it out. And within 24 hours, Benjamin Netanyahu approves $46 million for the release of Jews to come home and for them to pay for it and for them to be able to prepare land. And we just watched prophetic act after prophetic act after prophetic act. And God gave me a scripture that said, like the cold of snow during the time of harvest would be a faithful messenger would refresh the heart of his master. And so God spoke to me. He said, it's going to snow as a sign that what you've done is complete. And so I spoke it out, and it started snowing within an hour. We were in the garden tomb, and it started snowing on us. And so we went to take a little rest, and We came back outside to about 6 inches of snow yesterday morning. And then I just got, right before I got here tonight, I got a message from Kurdistan and my friend Captain Bazad up there, whom we just love. He said it snowed all over Kurdistan as well. And what I didn't realize is that I was going to Jerusalem, I was going to Israel to receive my inheritance. And while I was there, I had a visitation from the Lord that he was merging two rivers together and he was giving me the crown of Asher, which was interesting because I didn't know this until just this last week, but I had a visitation from an angel in Nigeria in 1997 where we were going through the gates of Abuja. And as we were going through the gates, a friend of mine in the back seat, a worship leader, said, "Aren't you going to prophesy at the gate?" And I don't even know what happened. I didn't pray. I didn't ask for this. I didn't do anything. I just all of a sudden went into a trance. And when I did, this angel of the Lord was traveling with us. And as our car was moving, I could see the angel moving with us. And I could see his face through the top of the car. I could see his body through the side of the car. And suddenly he bowed down. He said, "Your name, sir." And I was trembling. And I said, "Bob." And he said, "Very well." He said, "Your name, sir." And I said, "Griffin." I mean, I literally was trembling at the presence of this angel, you know. And he said, "Very well." And he reached behind him and pulled out a scroll. And when he did, he leaned down. He started counting down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And he check marked it. My name was on there, the 8th one from the top of the list and the 5th one from the bottom. And so you have to imagine this was 1997 and we're now in 2014. And I got a revelation just this last week of what really happened that day. And it's, I had the experience, but I just got the revelation, if that makes any sense. I really just literally caught up to what God's doing, you know. And in the midst of all this, I asked the Lord, I said, "God, what are my tribes, you know? Where did I come from?" Because I'm Jewish and I didn't know it until I was 31 years old. I'm now 56, you know, that's 25 years ago. God came and told me that he was preparing me for the end time move of the church, for the end time move of Israel and the church, and that he was going to merge some things together. And so I just asked him, I said, "God, I want to know about my inheritance. I want to know about my tribe." And he said, "Well, I visited you in 1997. This was just a week ago. And so I said, "Yeah, you visited me in 1997. I said, "The angel came and my name was on a list." He said, "Yeah, the 8th one from the top and the 5th one from the bottom." And he said, "Look it up." And so I did, and it was the tribe of Asher. And so I began to look at it. And when I did, I was like, I knew it, but I didn't know it. Which was interesting because I have a cousin who's a movie star in Hollywood, and his name is Asher Browner. And back in the day, if you remembered watching, you know, General Hospital, he was the guy who played Roy DeLuca on there, you know, the bad guy with Luke and Laura back then in those days. And they did a pilot program called Bad Cats, and he's been on a lot of television programs. I see him every now and then. I turn on the TV, and there he is, you know. My grandfather died without me actually asking him what tribe we were from, you know. And so when I went to Israel this last week, I was in Tiberias at the Sea of Galilee, and I had a dream. And in this dream, the Father moved me into a place where there were two rivers that were merging together. And as he moved me into this place, I was receiving an inheritance. And I actually went to this plot of land. And two women were there that were my sisters. And they actually moved the Father out so that I could find a place of rest. In other words, I went into a place of rest where my Father was. And as I did, I had to go through this very, very narrow place. But I knew that I had to go through there. And when I got through there, I had actually inherited three pieces of property that were surrounded by rivers that were teeming with fish. And this elderly man came to me and I said, "I've come to look at the property." And he said, "We finally got an heir." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "We've got the heir to the property." And I said, I started to turn away and I said, "So then it's not available?" And he said, "No, you're the heir." And I suddenly realized that I was being given something in the spirit realm. And so some very, very, very dear prophetic friends that are in their 70s just wrote this afternoon to me from New York and another from California, confirming every single word of it with scriptures of what I just went through. And what God told me is that I was going to come back with a new authority, lay hands on people and begin to release them into their true inheritances, and that we were going to begin to arise into a global position, and that there was going to be a global shift that would take place from Jerusalem, and that the spirit of anti-Semitism that's being poured out on the earth right now, that's already on the earth, is actually part of the plan of God to drive the people to come back home to Israel. And so we're seeing that right now. And while I was doing the television program yesterday, Stepping Into the Future, which was stepping into our plan, while I was doing that television program, it was snowing on the rooftop. I was on the rooftop of the Notre Dame Hotel, and we were in a secure location overlooking the dome. And while we were doing that, they were actually desecrating the Dome of the Rock yesterday. They made a snowman and completely covered him with Jewish articles of clothing, while about 500 of them with snowballs hit that snowman until it was completely laying on the ground. And it was an act of practicing terrorism again. And they did it in what they supposedly say is their third most holiest place in the world, the Dome of the Rock. But we all know that it really belongs to God, and that God wants it back. And that's what I want to decree, is that God's people would come back and that they would worship from that position. And so while I was speaking that out yesterday on that television program, they're actually acting out an act of terrorism on that place. And I'm saying that there's a liquid love, a tangible love, that God is producing right now and releasing. And God showed me that while I was traveling from Israel this morning, I was flying from Tel Aviv into New York, and God was just giving me a download on the plane. And he said he's going to begin to expose the Hagar churches. That's the churches that have no love for what God's doing. They're in bondage, and that he's going to release a freedom, and that he's going to begin to do something that we've not seen before, and that Rebecca and Isaac, that were going to be married under the canopy of Sarah's tent, is actually going to be the next generation of faith that's going to begin to rise up, and it's us. And that God actually spoke to me about John Paul Jackson, and he spoke to me about Miles Monroe. And he said the leaders that are being removed from the earth right now are those that have been displaying the kingdom mandates and the revelation, the restoration of revelation and the Father's blessing, and that the body of Christ is not discerning the body. We're not discerning the body right now. And that God's allowing some leaders to be removed so that a new generation of people can rise up and take their position. But what it's doing right now is it's leaving a little bit of confusion and fear. And the confusion and fear is that we know that we've been mandated to walk into a new position, and we know that we've been being equipped for that position, but people are not really stepping into it fully in their minds. And so there's got to be the shift inside the mind. And the shift that takes place in the mind and in the heart is going to begin to align us into this new mandate that God has for us. So God is telling us right now that the scrolls from heaven are being released, and what's been written over our lives from before we were formed in the matrix of our mother's womb is now being delivered, hand-delivered by the angelic forces. And God told us that we're supposed to repent, that when the prodigal son had left the father and taken his full inheritance and left and spent it all with riotous living, he ended up coming back and joined himself to another man. And what God showed us is that we've left the father and we've joined ourselves to religion, and we're eating whatever the goyim, the unclean thing, is. We're eating whatever the enemy has planned for us to eat, until the son comes to his senses and said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back to my father's house where there's bread enough to spare. And he said, I'm going to say two things. He said, I'm going to tell the father that I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned in his sight. And the sin against heaven is that we've not accessed the angelic realm. We've actually turned it away. And the angels that are on assignment to help us right now, we keep pushing away because people told us before that we're not supposed to worship angels. Well, the reality is that we're not to worship angels, but we are to talk to them. And they are messengers of the covenant. And when these angelic realm is opened up to us and we begin to speak to them, we'll find out exactly what the assignment that God has on our life is. And so we need to have a shift in our mind that God wants us cooperating and working with these angels. Exactly. The right alignment. We need to be in the right alignment with heaven right now. And so the alignment with heaven right now is for us as a body of believers. You know, I came in tonight and I sang a little bit of song, and the little bit of the song that I sang was, who is this who comes down the mountain like a stag, like a gazelle, who comes in right now to fill restless hearts with his love? And it's the Lord. And that's what God dropped in my spirit tonight. I'm incredibly tired. I've been up for over 40 hours. And during worship, I was going someplace and I was drooling. That's how I knew I was going someplace. My wife asked me all the time, she said, do you sleep on the plane? I said, no, I don't. But sometimes I wake up with drool on my face, you know? And so that happened during worship tonight. I was about to fall on the floor, but I was in the spirit at the same time. And I want us to know that in the spirit realm, we can access things that we didn't know that we could access. And God is more than able to load us up with his benefits. You know, you're hearing all the stuff with ISIS right now, and God's been telling us to pray. I was with Patricia King just last week before we left, and she and her team laid hands on me to send me off to Israel. And actually, it was 2 weeks ago. And she said something interesting. She said, you're going to go there and pick up an assignment to build. Well, I had this incredible encounter with God that he wants to build something there. He wants to build something in the spirit in Jerusalem that's going to touch the Jews and the Arabs alike. That God has a harvest that's going to come, and it's not just for the Jews. It's for Israel, true Israel. And that God wants to deposit a love in our heart again for true evangelism. And there's going to be something like liquid love that's going to be released in us so that we can begin to turn our hearts towards what God's doing. And Jesus gave the example that he said, let us go to the other side. And they got in the boat to cross over to the other side. God's telling the church right now, we're going to cross over to the other side because this little girl who has died and the world thinks is dead, Jesus said is only sleeping. She's about 12 years of age. This is the 12 tribes. And God said, we're going to go to the other side and we're going to awaken her. He puts everyone out of the room except Peter, James, and John, faith, hope, and love. And he takes everyone else out and he speaks to her and says, Talitha Kumai, which is to translate daughter of my covenant, daughter of my Talit. And so he says, now arise. And God gave us a prophetic song to sing at the wall, and that was arise and open your eyes. And we sang it over all of Israel every day when we went there. We sang it all over the place. Arise and open your eyes. Arise and open your eyes. And now God's telling the church to get ready to go to the other side to awaken her so that the blessing of the covenant of the miracles and the signs and wonders that we've been promised can be released through the blessing through Israel. And it's time now. This is the time right now. Prophetic signs, this is the time right now. And, you know, I wasn't prepared to share any of this right now, but when Kat got up here and it just stirred my spirit, and I'm like, yep, God said we're going to march forth, and this is the year. This is the year right now. It's been 6 years of march forth, march forth, march forth, and then all of a sudden this year, Purim starts on march forth, and God said, you're going to march forth on the purity of a new day. And God says, I want to cleanse the heart of the church. I want to even cleanse our own hearts from anti-Semitism, that we don't realize sometimes that we have a displacement theology where we're displacing Israel and we're putting ourselves in there, which is a truth. A partial truth, but we have to actually realize and recognize that God has had her asleep so that we can wake up until the fullness of the Gentiles comes. And what God's doing right now is beginning to allow us to go to the other side to wake her up. And as we wake her up, if you can receive this, God the Father is married to Israel. Can you receive that? If you can receive this, Jesus is married to the church. So Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you've seen the Father, you've seen me. And so he's saying right now, I have two covenants. I have two rivers that are coming together right now. And as they come together, the blessing is going to flow from the head all the way down. And if God is stepping on the soil of Israel right now, like we think he is. When I got this message today from Captain Bazad in Kurdistan, and he said, brother, it snowed all over Kurdistan. I just left there prophesying over Mosul before ISIS moved in there. And now ISIS has taken over that place, and God's told us to pray for them. And just a few weeks ago, Patricia and I, we were sitting there, and she said, God spoke to me that we're going to see a manifestation of ISIS as we pray for them, that they're going to start to pull out of there. They're going to start to run away from there, and they're going to want to pull out from being part of this. And we're going to see it on the news. Within 48 hours, we saw this man who got on the news at 6 o'clock and said he was in ISIS, and the only reason he went there was to get a job, but the terror of the Lord hit him. And when the terror of the Lord hit him, he pulled out and he stopped being an ISIS person. So we got to pray for them because right now they're in a mind-blinding spirit right now. And in the midst of all this, I'll just finish with this because I know we just really was just given a moment here. But Patricia said something very interesting. When she got born again, she immediately had a love for her grandfather to come into the kingdom. She wanted him to be born again. She wanted him to really receive the Lord. And she worked on him and worked on him and worked on him, but there was an offense in his heart, and nobody really knew what it was. And then Patricia's sister got saved, and when her sister got saved, she began working on him too as well, ministering to the grandfather so that he could come into the kingdom, you know? And she said, I'd really like you to come to my church. And this is an amazing story. I'd really like you to come to my church. And he said, well, where's your church at? She said, well, it's right here in Los Angeles. You know, it's a four-square church. He said, well, that's interesting. He said, my sister planted a church in Los Angeles, too. And she said, well, who was that? And he said, my sister, Amy. And so it turns out that Patricia King's great aunt is Amy Simple McPherson. And so this next week when we go March 8th, 9th, and 10th to the women on the front lines at Angela's Temple, we're believing that a mantle is going to fall down that's going to come down from the Father through her lineage, through her bloodline, which is a release, a tangible release of our inheritances again. And we're going to start to see this everywhere, that we're going to start to find out that our inheritance are available to us, and all we have to do is reach out and grab it. So this global shift is about to take place. And the shift that's about to happen has to happen in us first. Amen? So I appreciate you, Kat. I appreciate you, Sean and Virginia.
We need to do one more thing. I'm going to set this over here. In worship, when you came in and sat next to me, I just began to see you in the spirit with the ringlets. And I heard the Lord say, the time for the one new man is now. That it's time for the one new man. Whatever all that means, but that's what I heard. And he told me to give you this. So I want to put this over you.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, we just thank you, Father, for this one that you've raised up in the earth. And, Father, we just come into agreement with your word over him and for him. And, Father, we declare and decree that it is time for the one new man to come forth. And we just thank you, Father, for making him to be a forerunner and a prototype, Father, of what that is and what that looks like. And, Father, we thank you for the inheritance, Father, for everything that you've been speaking about and confirming, Father, his inheritance. And we come into agreement, Father, with you concerning his inheritance, Father, and for the fullness of that inheritance to begin to come forth and to manifest in and around his life, in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Father, for the days ahead, Father, for the weeks ahead, Father, as he begins to walk this out and run to and fro in the earth, Father, fulfilling your word and your perfect will, Father, for this generation, in this day and in this hour. And so we just bless him, Father, as a prophet in the heavens and in the earth, Father, and we just thank you for this one that you've raised up. In Jesus' name, amen. Alrighty. So, Father, we just thank you for the gift of your Son, for the gift of your Spirit. We just thank you for the new covenant that you've made with us in and by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we just thank you, Jesus, for your obedience, for your sacrifice, for the shedding of your blood, and for all that you've done for us, and for removing the curse of sin and death from off of your creation. And we just thank you for paying in full the wages of sin that was owed by each and every one of us, and for setting us free from the curse of sin and death. And so we just bless you tonight, and we just thank you for the gift of your Spirit. And Father, for these things to be sealed tonight in and by the blood, we just thank you, Father, for the words that have been released, for the revelation, and for the things that have been released in this place tonight, Father. And for us to just continue, Father, to meditate upon these things, Father, so that they can bear fruit in our lives, Father, so that the fruit of these things can begin to manifest in our lives. And so I just thank you, Father, and I bless this bread and this cup. We just give you praise and glory and honor for all that you've done for us, for all that you've made possible for us, in and by your Son, Jesus. And so we just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And for your DNA, Father, to be fully awakened and activated in us, Father, to be transformed and transfigured, Father, for life to come forth, to be swallowed up in life. And we just thank you, Father, and we just declare and decree life in this place. We declare life in and over our lives. Just thank you for life, Father, that death has been abolished, that death has been done away with. And so we just thank you for life. We just receive life, Father. We thank you for newness of life, Father. We thank you for abundant life, Father, manifesting for each and every one of us, Father. And so we just thank you. And Father, just bless this time. And thank you for this night and for all that you've done. We just bless this week ahead, Father, and the days ahead, Father, and just the expectation and the anticipation, Father, of what you're doing, and to just continue to watch and to see and to look, Father, and to discern and to know, Father, where you're at and what you're doing, and just come and run and be with you, Father, and to just walk with you in the earth and to fulfill these things. And I just thank you for all that you have for each and every one of us, Father. I thank you for our destinies. I thank you for our inheritances, Father. And I thank you for every good thing that you have for us, Father. We just receive it by faith, Father. We just receive it by faith. We just say yes to you and your perfect will and your word concerning us and our house, Father. Concerning us and our families, Father. We just say yes. We just say yes, Father. Just have your way, Father, and we say yes. And so I just thank you, Father, and just give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name.